Greetings to all. It is a joy to have you join us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Father Ruel Strawn, the parish priest of the parish of St. Paul the Apostle, South Long Island. Today in the life of the Church is an Ember Day. Today we pray for the choice of fit persons for the ministry. We remember especially those from our diocese currently testing their vocation to the sacred priesthood. For Joshua Davis from the Church of the Holy Spirit, New Providence. Astaire Dean from the Church of the Ascension in Grand Bahama. Kenneth Knowles from St. Barnabas, New Providence. Tristan Lockhart from the Church of the Ascension, Grand Bahama. Austin Meadows from the Church of Christ the King, New Providence. Lamar Nottage from St. Gregory the Great, New Providence. Preston Pinder from the Church of Christ the King, Freeport, Grand Bahama. Tiffany Hall Sweeting from Christ Church Cathedral. And Jamal Turnquest from the Church of the Holy Cross in New Providence. All of whom are at the Provincial Seminary, Codrington College, in St. John, Barbados. And for Anatole Ferguson, from the Church of Christ the King in Freeport, Grand Bahama, and Damien White, from St. Matthew's, New Providence, who are at Sewanee, the University of the South. Let us pray. O God, you led your holy apostles to ordain ministers in every place. Grant that your Church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, may choose suitable persons for the ministry of word and sacrament, and may uphold them in their work for the extension of your kingdom, through him who is the shepherd and bishop of our souls, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. St. Matthew's account of the Gospel, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 35th verse. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." The Gospel of Christ. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Harvesting is not an easy job. It can be even more challenging when there is a shortage of laborers. Our Lord, upon seeing the harassed and helpless crowd, helps his disciples to see the bountiful harvest and the task which was ahead for them as he chose the 12. They were laborers, few, but sent out into the harvest, and while they go, their prayers are to be continually offered to the Lord of the harvest for the sending out of more laborers. Jesus, throughout the Gospel, is building community, calling people into community, into a new way of living. As more and more people approach Jesus in faith, he builds this community, builds his Church, a Church which he himself says the gates of Hades will not prevail against. We are all called to live out our vocation within the context of this community and the world. On Ember Days, Holy Church calls us all to reflect on the ministry entrusted to the Church, the sacred or ordained ministry, and the lay ministry. The truth is, all of us all of us are called to participate in the general ministry of the church. There are multiple and creative ways, emerging ways even, in which we do this. And the examples are all around us of faithful men, women, and children of God who have labored in many areas in the life of the church and who have demonstrated, along with the faithful clergy serving in their midst, that the will of God is bringing life and life in all its fullness in every area of our society and world. Of course, it all begins with the Lord of the harvest. It is the Lord of the harvest who does the sending out. The harvest belongs to him. All of us ought to be mindful of this. Whether clergy or lay, we are laborers, not sending ourselves out, but sent out by the Lord of the harvest. And because we are not the ones doing the sending, we are called, while we labor, to continually pray for an increase of laborers. To pray, in our local context, for an increase of vocations to the sacred priesthood and religious life in our parishes and throughout our diocese. To pray that God will raise up fit and able people in our local congregations to serve in the various organizations and church groups. I once asked a lecturer of mine at seminary what advice he would offer to the next generation of clergy, to those testing their vocation or thinking about the priesthood, and he responded, "Know what it is to which you are being called and bolster it with a heavy degree of spirituality." All of us, when we hear the voice of the Lord of the harvest, asking us, sending us out as laborers into his harvest, have that to do. Know who is calling us, know what it is to which we are being called, and bolster it with a heavy degree of spirituality. Amen. We pray together the Angelus. The angel of the Lord brought glad tidings to Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of thy Son, Jesus Christ, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Daily Devotions, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Do share these devotions widely and have a happy and holy Ember Day.